Shalom, Australia. Israelis on Thursday paid their respects to Chaim Guri, the veteran poet, novelist, journalist, and filmmaker who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 94. His body lay in state at the Jerusalem Theatre before being driven through the streets of Jerusalem until it reached the city's Har Menuchot Cemetery. Eulogizing Guri in front of the Jerusalem Theatre, President Reuven Rivlin called him the national poet of our age, not because of the seriousness with which you took your work as a poet, but because of the great respect with which you treated our people, our nation, the State of Israel, and your role in it. Born in Tel Aviv in 1923, Guri joined the Palmach in 1941, participating in a number of operations against British Mandate forces and becoming one of the first recruits to complete the Elite Forces Commander's course. As part of his service, he was sent to Hungary in 1947 to assist Holocaust survivors emigrate to Mandate Palestine before serving as a deputy company commander in the Palmach's Negev Brigade during the 1948 Independence War. His first published book of verse, Fire Flowers, details his experience during the war and gave voice to the duality of pain and pride felt by many of Israel's first soldiers. Some of his poems were set to music, with the best known being Bab el-Wad. Journalist Eitan Haber wrote, Guri was a national poet who wrote his poetry with an iron pen. In a country whose years are rich with security operations, he was a symbol of those who followed him in the wars. Writer Aleph Bet Yehoshua commented on the gradual softening of Guri's politics, how he came to be a believer in the two-state solution after he understood that keeping Greater Israel meant apartheid for Arabs. Of his writing, he said, his journalist's instinct to go into a place and bring the voice of the people gave great strength to his writing and his humanity. He could cross generational boundaries in a wonderful way and was able to speak with those younger than him and older than him. Two aeroplanes passed within 100 meters of each other and came within seconds of colliding off the coast of Tel Aviv on Tuesday after one of the pilots wandered off his flight course and into the path of a jetliner landing at Ben Gurion Airport. A United Nations small utility plane took off from the Stadov airfield in Tel Aviv at 6:30 a.m. on a flight towards Sharm el-Sheikh in the Sinai Peninsula. As the aircraft climbed, it strayed from the approved flight plan that should have taken it north over Herzliya and instead immediately turned south. The UN plane flew into the path of a Boeing 757 airliner operated by the courier service FedEx as it was coming in to land at Ben Gurion Airport after flying from Europe. The two planes approached each other with a combined speed of about 700 kilometers per hour. With just 5 seconds to spare, the FedEx pilot saw the looming UN aircraft and sharply altered course to skim past some 60 meters away. Israeli aviation authorities have asked the UN to explain why its plane rerouted from the approved flight plan. Israel on Thursday condemned the Polish parliament's passing of a law on Wednesday that would criminalize those accusing the Polish nation or state of complicity in the Holocaust. A diplomatic official said that Israel is deeply disappointed by the vote, especially given the otherwise strong bilateral relations between Jerusalem and Warsaw. Itzik Shmuli from the opposition Zionist Union Party said the Polish Senate has given the country the dubious honor of being the first state to institutionalize Holocaust denial in the law books. Shmuli proposed two pieces of legislation to counter the Polish bill. The first to provide legal defense to anyone prosecuted under the new Polish law, and the second to expand Israel's existing Holocaust denial laws to include a 5-year jail sentence for anyone who denies or minimalizes the role played by Nazi collaborators, including Poles. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Wednesday sharply criticized a UN report on 206 companies with ties to Israel's settlement as a waste of time and resources that showed an anti-Israel obsession. She said that this whole issue is outside the bounds of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Office's mandate. The report was in response to a resolution adopted in 2016 by the UN Human Rights Council that called for the creation of a database of all companies doing business with Israeli settlement. Israeli aircraft hit a Hamas compound in the southern Gaza Strip yesterday after Palestinians there fired a rocket into Israel. There were no reports of casualties on either side. It was the second exchange in 24 hours after the Air Force hit a Hamas position in Gaza early on Friday in response to a rocket being fired from the Palestinian enclave the night before. Four Palestinians were apprehended early on Thursday evening as they attempted to cross the border from the Gaza Strip into Israel. An IDF spokesperson said one of the infiltrators was carrying two knives and a hand grenade. The suspects were observed by IDF spotters as they approached the border fence and were apprehended immediately after crossing over into Israel. They were taken for questioning, and the IDF is looking as to whether they planned to carry out an attack. The army is also looking into whether the two crossed into Israel in order to be purposefully arrested. In light of the difficult conditions in the Gaza Strip, as has already happened hundreds of times since Operation Protective Edge. A Palestinian man planning a terror attack was arrested on Wednesday near the West Bank settlement of Negahot, southwest of Hebron, holding a knife and a map of the community. The incident came 3 days after a pair of Palestinians wearing army uniforms tried to infiltrate the settlement of Itamar in the northern West Bank. One of the suspects was arrested with a pair of binoculars but no weapons, but the second one fled and was searched for by soldiers in the area between the settlement and the Palestinian village of Bet Furik. A delegation of US diplomats had to cut short an event in the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday after protesters stormed their meeting. The protesters, who were objecting to US President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, also kicked and threw tomatoes at the delegation's car, which had U.S. consular license plates, and ripped the plastic casing off a side mirror. The American diplomats had been invited by city officials to give a workshop on doing business over the internet. The rabbi of the Western Wall sent a letter of apology to the editor of the Globe's Business Daily for the discriminatory treatment of one of its reporters during Vice President Mike Pence's visit to the site last week. Rabbi Shmuel Rabinovich wrote, "I want to express my regret for the anguish suffered by your newspaper's diplomatic correspondent, Tal Schneider." Schneider had threatened to file a lawsuit against Rabinovich over the segregation of female reporters and photographers from their male counterparts during Pence's visit. On a podium erected for the journalists in the Western Wall Plaza, the women were required to stand behind the men. The women finally removed a tarp and stood on chairs so they could see over their male colleagues. An Ethiopian-Israeli teenager, Eden Alen, 17, of Jerusalem, who was raised by her Orthodox single mother, won Israel's X Factor 2018, began sobbing and hugging her mentor, Ivri Lida, when she was announced as the winner. She will receive a recording contract. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.